Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Like I pointed out in an earlier episode of Produce Step Up, independence gives us the freedom we need to become all that we are capable of. It's liberating and energizing, particularly if you want to use your life productively to help the world, to make the world a better place. Unfortunately, many people still wallow in bondage, even in areas they should have gained freedom from. That is why my goal on this episode is to show you the path of true independence as an individual. Please recall that I also explained that you are said to be in bondage and not have true independence when your emotion is still controlling you and not you controlling your emotion, when lack is still controlling you and not you controlling lack, when you are still at that point where you are not responsible for your actions, when you do not take the right actions to be able to get what you want. That is to say, you just live life to fate. You say whatever will happen, or whatever happens, we will take it. Independence does not come by virtue of age, but maturity. The first point I want you to bear in mind is this. The independence you desire, the independence you should have, does not come because you have stayed very longer at your workplace. That is to say, if you want to gain independence from salary slavery or the slavery of salary, you want to gain independence from working for people, you want to gain independence from a particular thing, it does not come because of the years you have spent there or years you have spent trying to get independence. It comes by virtue of growth. Growth results from maturity. The people who truly become independent are not necessarily those who have had age by their side, but those who took steps to grow to the level where they just naturally outgrow their current phase of life and therefore become independent. I saw a post on Facebook recently where somebody is saying to those who are trying to break away from Nigeria, they say he told them how they will be able to get the freedom they want from Nigeria. I find it very instructive and very insightful. He said, just develop your area, help to build Nigeria, then continue to develop your area, put every relevant facility in your area, then naturally, being independent of Nigeria will be a byproduct of being able to get these things done. So if you say you want to gain independence from your boss, that is to say you want to become your own boss, please do not jump out of anger, do not jump out of excitement. Make sure you have grown to the point where you can indeed leave your boss and nothing will happen. What I'm saying in essence is this. Please do not jump out because you are angry. Make sure you have come to the point where if you step out from where you work currently, you can be on your own, be able to achieve your career goal, be able to put your life to very productive use, and very importantly, be able to make as enough money or even more money than you are currently paid where you are working. If you crave for independence from your parents, you should have grown into maturity to be able to get it. If you want to gain independence from the force of sexual immorality, you need to grow to the point where you are completely in control of this feeling from that lifestyle, such that when you feel like having sex with someone who is not your spouse, you have control. You can tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do this, and you're able to do it. If you want to have freedom from the bondage of anger, then you need to grow to the point where you can control your anger so they do not control you. The point I'm making is that even though we need independence in diverse areas of our lives, independence does not come just because we desire them. They come because you have qualified for them, because you have grown so well that those things which in the past kept us down will not be able to have control over us. Now, for every area of your life you want to attain or you want to attain independence from, I encourage you to do something, and that is very simple. Settle down and begin to grow. Growth results from a number of factors. The bottom line about growth is that growth is a result of learning, experiences, and trainings that refine you and build you to become in control of life and its diverse areas. For every area you want to attain independence in, the starting point, the basic thing, the fundamental thing you must do is to grow up in that area. And I say one of the ways of growing is to learn, acquire experiences, and get trained, such that you get refined and built up to be in control of that area of your life. You cannot claim you want to gain independence from your boss when you have not fully mastered how to start your own business and how to do your work very well. You cannot claim you want to gain independence from your emotion when you have not mastered how to control emotion of anger, for instance, and even emotion of excitement. Because sometimes out of joy and excitement, you begin to make decisions you shouldn't make, you begin to employ people you shouldn't employ, and enter into a contract that will eventually ruin your life. So please, you need to gain mastery over your emotion, you need to gain mastery over this, you need to understand how to control them. That is when you have grown. That is when you are. It's when you have learned to that extent that you now have absolute control over them, in a manner that they do not exercise authority, exercise power over you. At that point, you have attained independence. I want to encourage you, please. Every area of your life, if you want to gain independence in your area, in your finances, please settle down and learn. Acquire knowledge, acquire training, and by virtue of experience, you get better in your ability to truly become independent on whatsoever thing that is currently making you dependent on them. If you, for instance, exam failure have kept you in bondage, do not say, there's no way I can overcome this, there's no way I can gain independence. No, there's nothing you cannot gain independence from. It's just your ability to settle down and do what you should do. And what you do is to overgrow that phase of life, and naturally, independence will become the byproduct. Let me encourage you once again. Even if it appears as if you are finding it difficult to do this, please cooperate with other people. Let them teach you what they can teach you. Let them instruct you to it until you get to that point where you indeed have gained absolute control over what used to control you in the past. Remember, there's one part to true independence as an individual, and that is growth. Yes, when you overgrow certain things, when you learn enough that you have acquired, got strength better, then it's at that point in your life that you truly acquire independence over all such forces. That's why I implore you, please settle down. Take your time and begin to learn. For every area of your life that you are still not in control, please settle down and begin to learn in those areas. Settle down and begin to get training in those areas until you acquire enough great growth that empowers you to truly control those areas of your life. It's at that point that you are said to have attained true independence. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.